Grandmother, Garlic, and Alexandria by contemporary author Gregory Janikian. I knew when my grandmother was ill. I knew it even before I entered her apartment, and the faint smell of garlic met me and would linger in every room. Metz Mama would call out, "Where are you? How is your health today?" Sometimes, in her robe and slippers, garlic tied to her jaw with handkerchiefs, she looked like the war-wounded in films or the invalid in the marketplace whose bandages, I thought, held him together. "Only a toothache," she'd say, waving me off towards the balcony for a while, from where I could see tram tracks and, further off, the blue of Stanley Bay, and all around me, roses, geraniums, begonias, and a garden of bunched garlic hanging down. Once I found her in bed, propped up against a bank of pillows, listening to the radio. There was news of Nasser seizing the Suez, British tanks and the French rolling toward it. "Nothing to worry about," she said, a bowl of garlic at her fingertips, peeled cloves along her shoulder and breast. "A muscle strain, maybe, the hot weather." "What about a doctor?" my father would suggest. "Some medicine, a shot of vitamins, even." "Little fig," she'd whisper in my ear, "remember me, and always eat what you love." And on the day my family left for Lebanon on our circuitous passage to America, the ship about to pull away and my grandmother waving to us from the docks in a blue hat, I tried to imagine, peering over the railing, losing her for a moment in the crowd, how much garlic it would take to ward off the evil of departure. "Metz Mama," we shouted, "we'll see you, inshallah." She was throwing us kisses, calling to us through the long blasts of the ship's horn, and everywhere I turned, I smelled harbor and sea. Այս հայ բանաստեղծության համացանցն է, This is the Armenian Poetry Project, curated and produced by Lola Kundakchan in New York.